Good afternoon, everybody. Right now in Sfiras Omer, between two Yom Tovim, what I want to do, I'd like to make a contrast between the Kiddush of Shabbos and the Kiddush of Yom Tov. The Kiddush of Shabbos and the Kiddush of Yom Tov. And really to understand the Kiddush, it's very important because Kiddush sets the tone for the day. Now, a number of years ago, someone in my shul came over to me, and I'm not one of the people who, you know, likes to complain, and he said to me, you know, we have to make sure that the person who davens Kabbalah Shabbos always does a good job. Because even though Kabbalah Shabbos might not be from Chazal, but it sets the tone. So certainly Kiddush sets the tone, and if we understand what the Kiddush of Shabbos is about and the idea behind it and the Kiddush of Yom Tov is about, it will help us understand what our focus and what our goal for Shabbos and Yom Tov is. It's true we have a few weeks until Yom Tov, but certainly Shabbos is approaching, and hopefully this will help us when we make Kiddush on Shavuos night also. The truth is that I came up with this question the first day of Pesach, after the Seder was over. It happened at the meal, Sudas Yom Tov, that we saw the difference between the Kiddush of Shabbos and Kiddush of Yom Tov. And I said, wow, I've been saying Kiddush by myself, you know, since I got married, 27 years, 28 years, Kiddush and Yom Tov. Maybe I've been listening, until the last 18, 19 years, until I moved to Eretz Yisrael, and started making Kiddush. And it only hit me now on the difference between the Kiddush of Shabbos and Kiddush of Yom Tov. And I was very bothered by the differences and what the lessons are. And it was a problem because I couldn't think about anything else from the time I thought about this, the first day Yom Tov, first day Chag, until, and I have to, you know, have to give shurim. And it was very difficult to give a shurim anything else. I hadn't resolved this. And Baruch Hashem, Erev Chag Sheni, the last day of this, Lechol Mei Pesach, I resolved it in some way. So I'd like to share with you what I came up with. So first, if you look at the page, you'll see source number one, source number two, is a basic copy of the Kiddush, the Kiddush we make on Friday night, and the Kiddush we make on Yom Tov. So the Kiddush we make on Friday night, the mine is not exactly according to everyone's nusach, but this is the basic form. The Kiddush we make on Friday night, we start off with Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Asher Bachar Banu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has chosen us. He's chosen us, and that's the Kiddush of Yom Tov. And the truth is, this idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has chosen us is the main theme of Yom Tov, because every Shmon Esrei on Yom Tov and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur starts off of Atav Bechartanu. On Shabbos, we start off not with Asher Bachar Banu, we start off the first of all, we'll come back to Mitzosav, but we come to Veratzavanu. Not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has chosen us, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us. He wants us. He wanted us. There's a difference between wanting us and to be chosen. And I'd like to understand and Rishonim deal with this. Why on Shabbos do we emphasize the idea of Ratzavanu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us? And why on Yom Tov do we emphasize the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us? One other difference is if you look at the difference in Shabbos and Yom Tov. On Yom Tov, so we mention that God was mekadesh us with his mitzvos. He sanctified us with his mitzvos after he speaks about Bechira choosing us. In other words, the Hakdama, the introduction to the Kiddush of Yom Tov, is God chose us. And then he gave us mitzvos. Introduction to the Kiddush of Shabbos is Hashem sanctified us with mitzvos and then he wanted us. So on Yom Tov, the Kitchon and Mitzvosav, sanctification with mitzvos, is not really the base. And on Shabbos it is the base, and I'd like to understand why the difference is, and hopefully that will help us understand what Kiddush of Shabbos is about and what Kiddush of Yom Tov is about. So the Rishonim deal with this, and if you look at source number three, the Rav Yoh asks that question. The Rav Yoh asks, why is it Yom Tov we start off with Bachar Banu, that God shows us, and not on Shabbat? So he says the reason is because Shabbos, it's constant. What does that mean? Shabbos comes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides it's Shabbos, and it has nothing to do with Klal Yisrael. We have to keep Shabbos. If for some reason Klal Yisrael would stop keeping Shabbos, Shabbos would still be Shabbos. So therefore, Shabbos has nothing to do with the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us. Nothing to do. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us, and therefore He made halachas of Shabbos. We'll come back and explain. So what's the connection between HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanting us and the fact that Shabbos is constant? Shabbos is always there. But the Rav Yoh says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that when it comes to Yontif, Hashem chose us, and because Hashem chose us, so we were able to have a Beis Din. We have that ability to declare Yontif, right? And since we have that ability to declare Yontif, so for that reason we say Asher Bachar Banu first. Yontif only happens because HaKadosh Baruch Hu went ahead and HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu hadn't chosen us, there wouldn't be any Yontif. Because we are Kovei Yontif. For that reason, the Hakdama, the introduction to Kiddush of Yontif, is Asher Bachar Banu. Because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu hadn't chosen us, there wouldn't be Yontif. That's what the Rav Yoh says. Okay, so we'll come back to the Rav Yoh just to try to understand what that means and why we have to emphasize the fact that God chose us. But now I'd like to go to a second point of the Rav Yoh, sort of a side point, and then come back and explain that. And then he says, we say in the Kiddush of Shabbos, we say that Asher Kiddushanus of Svanu Rasvanu, so he says ki tchila. It's not in source number two, but many people have. We have tchila l'mikra kodesh. That Shabbos is tchila mikra kodesh. Zecher l'tzias Mitzrayim. My uncle tells the story, Rav Yosef Shabir, that one time, I'm sure some of you heard the story, that one time he was, life just went out. So he was learning with his grandfather, Belia Prisoner, and it was Friday night, they were learning Mishnayos, and the Rav, he was a young boy, he was very tired, you know, and he's looking at the clock, and like, you know, it's so late, and he's tired, it's, you know, I guess he was a young boy still, and all of a sudden the candles went out. So it was Shabbos, you couldn't turn the candles back on. So the Rav said, he thought, Rav Yosef Shapira said, now he thought, Baruch Hashem, now I can go to sleep. Nothing doing. Rav Leolio person learned Mishnah for another hour Baal Peh. Baruch Hashem, we have the lights. Okay, let's get getting back to this. Then he asked the question, Rav Yosef says, we're going to digress for a minute. The Rav Yosef says, Tchilo l'mikroi kodesh, zecher l'tzias Mitzrayim. So he asked the question, Shabbos is not zecher l'tzias Mitzrayim. Shabbos is zecher what? Masa Bereishis. So where does it come up with the idea of Zecher Tzias Mitzrayim? It's Zikaron L'Maseh. He says it's Zikaron L'Maseh Bereishis. Where does it come up with it? So the Rav Yoh, and this is different than other Rishonim, says something very interesting. He says, no, what does it mean? Shabbos is Tchila L'Mikroi Kodesh. Shabbos is the first of all the holidays. Shabbos is mentioned in the Torah first. And all the holidays is Zayar Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. There was a coin to Rav Yoh, the reason we mention Yetzias Mitzrayim in Kiddush is why? Is because we have to understand that Shabbos is Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. No, sorry, Shabbos is the first of all the holidays. And and even though Shabbos is to remember the creation of the world, Ma'aseh Bereishis, Shabbos, he says, it comes before the holidays, which are Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. So it makes it sound like, according to the Rav Yoh, if Shabbos is Zecher L'Maaseh Bereishis, that's important in order to enable us to celebrate Yontif. Or he says, according to Rav Yoh, the Kiddush says, Shabbos is the first of the Mikroi Kodesh, the holidays, and the holidays are Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the way he explains it is that we have to have Shabbos in order to be able to celebrate the holidays also. So I want to try, hopefully by the end of the show, come back and explain that also. So I'd like to explain what that means. Why is Shabbos necessary in order to celebrate the holidays? If we wouldn't have Shabbos, we wouldn't be able to celebrate the holidays or Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. Before I go continue and share, I just think it's important to mention that's how the Rav Yoh explains it. Okay? The Ramban, in source number 5, he has a different approach. He has the same question. Why is Yetzias Mitzrayim mentioned in the Kiddush of Shabbos? Here's Mitzrayim. Kiddush Shabbos is all about Ma'aseh Bereishis, the creation of the world. As a matter of fact, on Friday night, what do we say on Friday night? We discuss creation of the world, Nishma Esrei. Shabbos morning at Shacharis, we speak about Matan Torah, the giving of the Torah. And at Mincha, we speak about Shabbos in the future, what's going to be. We don't mention, so why is Shabbos being mentioned in the Kiddush of Friday night? That's what the Ramban asked also. So Ramban, very quickly, he said very simple. He says, Shabbos is Zecher L'maisa Bereisha. Shabbos is in order to understand that God created the world. If a person has difficulty appreciating and understanding that God created the world, because we weren't there at Ma'aseh Bereishis, we weren't there when the world was created. So therefore, he says, Yetzias Mitzrayim proves to a person that God created the world. Because what happened at Yetzias Mitzrayim when God took us out of Egypt, the Yetzias Mitzrayim? God changed the laws of nature. So only someone, the being that created the world, could change the laws of nature. And that's the only reason why we mentioned Yetzias Mitzrayim. And as a matter of fact, Yetzias Mitzrayim is mentioned in both Aseret HaDibros, in both sets of Ten Commandments, in Sefer Devarim, source number 4, and source number 6. And if you look at, let's say, first source number 6, in Parashat Yisro, which we're going to be reading on Shavuot, so it says that you should remember Shabbat, 6 days a week you should work and do all your work and do everything, and the 7 days, so Shabbat, you shouldn't do any work. And he says, why? Because 6 days, because why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the heaven and earth in 6 days, okay? But he says, that's the reason, why do we have Shabbat? Because God created the world in 6 days. That's what it says. In source number 4, the Aseret HaDibrot in Sefer Devarim, the Torah mentions Yetzias Mitzrayim. And it doesn't say that you keep Shabbat because God took us out of Mitzrayim. It doesn't say that. It doesn't say, ki ever hayita. It says, v'zacharta. And you have to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, but it's not the reason for Shabbat. What's the reason for Shabbat? Shabbat is to remember, understand that God created the world. So what does Yetziat Mitzrayim, leaving Egypt, have to do? Do with Shabbat? No, it's through Yetziat Mitzrayim we understand that God created the world. And that's why in Sefer Devarim it does not say the word ki. He says v'zacharta. It says ki abed. But it's not because God took us out of Egypt. You have to remember that God took us out of Egypt, and therefore, once God took us out of Egypt, we'll understand that God created the world. And that's the whole point of Yetzias Mitzrayim. But that's the Ramban sheet. The Ramban sheet is Yetzias Mitzrayim is on Shabbat is in order to help us remember and realize that God created the world. That's the sheet of the Ramban. However, the Rav Yoh, as we said, one of the other Rishonim, he says differently. No, he says Shabbat has nothing to do with Yetzias Mitzrayim. Nothing. He says the reason why. He says the reason why do we mention Mitzrayim? Because Shabbat comes before all the Moadim. They were given before Shabbat was given before all the holidays were given, and therefore it's Tchila L'Mikrei Kodesh and Behem, and those holidays in the second to last line, number 3, the third to last line, are Zeich L'Yetzias Mitzrayim, those holidays Zeich L'Yetzias Mitzrayim. Although Shabbat Atzma, but the Shabbat itself, is not to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's only Zikaron L'Maaseh Bereishis, and the Pesukim seem to say that also. Alright, so therefore, according to the Rav Yoh, it seems that on the Kiddush of Friday night, we're saying Shabbos Kiddush of Friday night, number 1, is because God wanted us, not because God chose us. And also, the Rav Yoh says, it's because it was given to us before Matan Torah, before we were chosen by God. And second of all, whatever Shabbat is about, it's important to understand Shabbat in order to celebrate the Chag, the holidays. So we have to understand the Rav Yoh. We'll come back to the Rav Yoh. Now, if you look at source number 7, and that's the Avot Rahum, the Avot Rahum asked the same question. He says in source number 7, "V'atam she'ein omrim b'Shabbat asher bachar banu mikolam ramakol lashon," like we do in other Yom Tovim. So he says, "Why?" He says, "Because he says that Mara Shabbat was given before we were chosen." What is that? Why was it given before we were chosen? Because Shabbat we were chosen in Har Sinai, at the mountain of Sinai we were chosen. We were given the Torah. However, Mara, he says, Shabbat was given when the Jews left Egypt and they came to a place called Mara, and God gave a Shabbat then. So therefore, if that's the case, that God gave a Shabbat then, He says, we don't want to say Asher Bachar Banu Mikalam. Why? Because we got Shabbat before we were chosen. That's how he explains it. Lefish Mamara and Stavala Shabbat, Shenemar, Samasham Lochok and Mishbat, Visham Nisou, and we got certain mitzvot. And therefore our Kadosh Baruch Hu did not choose us until we got the Torah. However, the holidays that we got at Har Sinai, we were already chosen. And that's the reason why when it comes to the holidays, we mention Asher Bachar Banu first, that God chose us, and then we got the holidays, Vikichonim Mitzvos, Vizena Mitzvos. But when it comes to Shabbat, the Kiddush is Baratzavanu, he says, we say Baratzavanu because God had not chosen us yet. And I'd like to understand, what does that mean, God has not chosen us yet? God did not choose Avraham Avinu. God took us out of Mitzrayim, he took us out of Egypt. What does that mean? We were given certain mitzvahs already. We had the Korban Pesach. What does that mean that we hadn't been chosen? We hadn't been chosen before Matan Torah. What does that mean? Okay. So, in order to understand this, I think we have to look at something else, something totally not connected, and tie it back into our sugya. So I want to leave what I just said on the back burner for a few minutes, and when we come back to it, I'll go through the questions again. But I want to learn a totally unrelated sugya, at least it seems. And that's in Parshas Emor. The sugya is in Parshas Emor, and it says like this. Vayetze ben Isha Yisraelis, source number 8, Parshas Emor, the end of Parshas Emor, and the ben Isha Yisraelis, v'hu ben Ish Mitzri, there was a man whose mother was Jewish, whose father was a Mitzri, and he went out to Soch B'nai Yisrael, v'yinotu b'nachana, he was Macharif Magadek, which means he blasphemized God, ben HaYisraelis, the one who was the son of a Jewish lady, ben Ish Mitzri, who was the son of a Jewish woman and a non-Jewish man, went out and had a fight, and they fought together with a man whose parents were both Jewish. Okay, and in the end, he blasphemized. Okay, so the question is, who is this? Why is he referred to as a ben ish Yisraelis, but who ben ish Mitzri? We know that what's the halacha? If somebody's father is not Jewish and mother is Jewish, what's the halacha? He's Jewish. So why does the Torah go to great lengths to tell us who his father is? Why should we be concerned? His mother is Jewish. He's Jewish. What? So he says, that's true. But let's see. But he says, let's see how Ramban explains it. So the Ramban says, Ramban starts off, and the Ramban says, because he says, why? To teach us an halacha that a person, this is the word of the Ramban, teaches halacha that someone whose mother is Jewish and father is not Jewish, even though they are Jewish, there's no question, for that child something is lacking, something is missing. And what does that mean? If they have a girl, this girl cannot marry a Kohen. Alright, and then it goes on, of course, as you mentioned, that they're not part of the Shvatim, they don't have a Shevet, and that's the reason why. However, besides those issues, that this man cannot, or if they had a girl actually, cannot marry a Kohen, and not part of the Shevet, the Ramban says, this man was a Jew, a full Jew. Why? Because his mother was Jewish. The only reason why it describes who he was and who his father was, to teach us that he was missing something. He didn't have a shevet. If it was a girl, she couldn't marry a kohen. That's the only reason. However, we know in general, he says, if you look at the bottom of the first side, that we always go back. We always go back after the mother, and he says, and when he mentions the Medrash that he was Misgayer, what it means he converted, it doesn't mean he really converted. Just like all the Jews converted at the time of the giving of the Torah, he converted also. That's what the Ramban says. Ramban says that he was a full Jew, and he converted like everybody else. And why? Because he chose. Listen, he could have chosen to go after his father, but he chose to go after his mother, and the Medrash is telling us that he chose to go with his mother. Okay? So the sheet of the Ramban is that he was a full Jew because we always go after the mother. The Chachme Tzorfas, in the second paragraph of the Ramban, the Chachme Tzorfas points out that, no, he was not a Jew. And when the Medrash says that he converted, he really converted. What do you mean he converted? His mother was Jewish. So the Chachme Tzorfas says, this halacha, that a Jewish person is determined by his mother, only began after Matan Torah. Before Matan Torah, before the Torah was given, it was determined by the father, just like the rest of the nations of the world. Today, obviously today, we don't have separate nations. But you know, until a time there were separate nations and there were halachas, which convert you can marry, which convert can marry a regular Jew, depending, you know, you come from Ammon or Moab. So let's say, for example, a Moabite would marry somebody from... let's say from one of the Plishtim, let's say. So the question is, would the child be a Moavi or a Plishti? Right? So if the father, we go up, the father's a Moavi, the child's a Moavi. If the father's a Plishti, the child's a Plishti. That's the halach when it comes to non-Jews. When it comes to Jews, we know we always go by the mother. However, the Chachmei Tzorfas says that was only after Matan Torah. Before Matan Torah, he went after the father. That's what he says. But Sarfatim Omrim Kitam Hagerus Bidnei Shoyekodem Matan Torah. Why? He went through a real conversion. Why? Because it was before Matan Torah, before the Torah was given. So therefore, the halacha was before Matan Torah. The Torah is given. You have to go after the father. And therefore, you should go after the male. Because why? Because just like when it comes to the other non-Jewish nations, we go after the father. Before Matan Torah, went after the father also. And he says, and when he was born, they didn't give him Mila because his father was a Mitzri and he was a Mitzri. But when he got older, he decided to convert. And he went through circumcision and he went through Geirus. And that's the sheet of the Chachmei Tzorfas. The Ramban doesn't accept that. Ramban says, no, we always go after the mother when it comes to a Jew. The Ein Dai Tikach, because from the time the Avram Avinu came into the Bris, he was a Jew, and we're not considered part of the nations, therefore we always go after the mother. And he says, actually the Gemara says about Esav, that Esav was a Yisrael Mummer. Esav, what does that mean? Yisrael Mummer. He was a Yisrael, a Jew who rebelled. He says, what does that mean? He says, so they're all Jewish and all laws of Jews apply. And he even says that if after Matan Torah, after Torah was given, when a non-Jewish man would have relations with a Jewish girl, and that would be considered a terrible avera. He says, and the bottom line is the child would still be Jewish. Certainly before Matan Torah, when the avera was not so great, the child should be considered Jewish. So that's the machlokas, according to the Ramban and many others. This man was Jewish because his mother was Jewish, and according to the Chachmei Tzorfas, the scholars from France, the Ramban says, he was not Jewish. He went through conversion because even though his mother was Jewish, that law that we go after the mother only kicks in after Matan Torah. The question is, what's the pshat, what's the svara in this machlokas? So I heard from my father, and father explained like this. He says, there are two, I'll say it first in Hebrew, there are two kedushos Yisrael. There's a kedushas Yisrael of the yachid, of the individual, and the kedushas Yisrael of the sibur. What does that mean? In other words, again, there's two sanctifications of the Jew. But we as Jews here have two sanctifications. We have the sanctification of being a Jew as an individual, and also we have a sanctification of being a Jew as part of a group. So each in our own unit have a certain kedusha sanctification, and the fact that we're part of the great Jewish nation also means that we are sanctified also. Tell you a story which I think maybe we can understand. It's very difficult to understand. These are very vague terms, but let me explain. There are two stories I think that are important to know. But you know, during the Holocaust, so at one time the Blushever Rebbe, I think it was in Bergen-Belsen then, he wanted Yom Kippur was coming, and you know, Yom Kippur wasn't simple in the concentration camps. So he wanted that at least he shouldn't do Malacha D'Yeraisa or even Malacha D'Rabbanan. So he went to the Kapo, and as we all know, most of the Kapos were self-hating Jews, and went to ask him, can you do me a favor? Can you find me work to do on Yom Kippur that won't involve real work? So the Kapo, surprisingly so, said, I'll try. So the day of Yom Kippur, he calls over to the Blush of a Rebbe and some of his Hasidim, and he says, come with me. And he took him to the officer's barracks, and they said they want a few people to clean the barracks up. And it involves dusting, doesn't involve work. We were doing Yom Kippur, but there really was no malacha d'oraisim, probably no malacha d'rabbanan. So the Rebbe was very happy, he and his Hasidim, and they were cleaning the barracks. And while they were cleaning, the door was closed. They were singing the Yom Kippur tefillos. And all of a sudden, 12 o'clock, some SS officers, the Nazis, and the Yimach Shemam v'Zichrom, come into the house with a cart full of delicious food. Lunchtime, right? And the Rebbe knew that they were only doing this because they wanted the Jews to eat Yom Kippur. So the Rebbe said, we're not hungry. So you have to eat. We're not hungry. So they called the kapo and said to the kapo, they said, they don't want to eat. He said, they're not hungry. He said, no. They're not eating because it's Yom Kippur. Because it's Yom Kippur. And he said, what am I supposed to do? How can I force them to eat? So they said to the kapo, listen, either you shoot them or we're going to shoot you. And we're going to count to three. All right? They counted to three. He didn't do anything. They shot this kapo in the head. At that time, the Blush of a Rebbe said, "Kepelach harimon rakosek." A pasuk of Shir Hashirim. What does that mean? He says, "This is a self-hating Jew. He wasn't religious his whole life, and at the end of his life, he gave his life for a Jew, for Yom Kippur. Why? Because every Jew. What does it mean? Like he says, the lowest of the Jews are like the peel of a pomegranate. A pomegranate is full of seeds." Symbolizing the mitzvos, the goodness of every single Jew. And every Jew, no matter where he's holding in life, is full of schulios, of merits. His whole life, but he felt part of the Jewish nation. And that sanctification enabled him to give up his life, not to kill another Jew who was trying to keep Yom Kippur. Another story I once read that, you know, during the First World War, when you had the Russian Revolution. And you know, at that time it was complicated because you had different factions, and certain towns you'd have different factions taking over each day. And who, of course, did they go after whenever they came into a certain town? Always the Jews. And one time they said, let's round up all the Jews, and we're going to kill them. So they had all the Jews in the town square ready to kill them. And all of a sudden the town pharmacist says, just a second, I'm a Jew. If you want to kill them, you have to kill me. Says, you're a Jew. You married a non-Jew. How could you be a Jew? No one knew. He says, I was a Jew. I left it, but I'm still a Jew. So you're going to kill them? You have to kill me. So there's a whole discussion going on. Should we kill him? He's a Jew. On the other hand, we need a town pharmacist. By the time it got late, and they decided they're going to wait till the next day. And the next day, someone in, and the Jews were saved. Why? Because one person who married a non-Jewish lady, who didn't act Jewish for his whole life, remembered he was a Jew. As an individual, there was no sanctification, but he felt part of the Jewish seaboard, the Jewish group. And we have two sanctifications. And so when did we get the sanctification of a Jew, of being a Jew, each individual? That came with Avram Avinu. When Avram Avinu became a Jew, every Jew now, everyone who comes from Avram is considered Jewish. But in terms of having the sanctification of the tzibur, that having the sanctification that the Jews have as being part of the tzibur, the whole Jewish nation, that only came at Matan Torah when Torah was given. That's how my father explained this machlokas. He said, very simple. The question is, this halacha, that we go after the mother, even though in the other nations we go after the father, this halacha that to determine who's a Jew, we go after the mother, does that depend on the individual Kedushas Yisrael? The individual Jewish sanctification, Jewish holiness? Or does that depend on the group holiness? So if you're going to say it depends on the individual sanctification, as the Ramban says, so he says, so therefore this halacha applies even before Matan Torah. From the time of Aram, you always go after the mother. And that's the shita of the Ramban. However, the shita of the Chachmei Tzorfas, the scholars from France, they said, no, the halacha that you have to go ahead and we go after the mother, that depends on the Kedushas Yisrael, the Tzibur, we have a sanctification because we're part of the whole Jewish nation, and that we only got a Matan Torah, and therefore that only kicked in at Matan Torah. Okay, so that's how my father explained the Ramban. So from this idea, we see a very important idea, something very important. What do we see? We understand there's two Kedushas, two sanctifications. We all have sanctifications as Jews. We're all Jews. We all come from Avraham Avinu. But we also are sanctified because we identify with the Jewish nation. And because of that, we are also Jewish with special Kedusha. That's there. So, and when did the Kedusha that we get as an individual come? From Avraham Avinu. When did the Kedusha of being part of the Tzibur, being part of the Jewish nation come? That was in Matan Torah. At the time of giving the Torah, we became one Jewish nation. So I think based on this, we can understand. We got the Kedusha of the Jewish nation, at Matan Torah. And that's why we have to go through a conversion, at Matan Torah. So what? Okay, so they could, I mean, so he says, again, I don't know what their conversion was like, but we got the Kedusha of being a Jew. We got the Kedusha of being a Jew. They were set to the side. They weren't part of the Shvatim, right? But if they converted the Matan Torah, they're just like a Ger today. It becomes part of the Kedusha Yisrael, the same thing then. Okay? They might not have behaved properly, but if they converted, they had a proper Kedusha. So based on this, I think you can understand what happened Yontif. What's Yontif about? Yontif is all about the Kedushas Yisrael as a Jewish nation. And that's why it says before Yontif, we have to go ahead and the Kiddush says, beginning of Kiddush, Ashir b'charbanu mikol amim. Yontif is determined because we are a Jewish nation. There really was no Yontif before Matan Torah. And even though it says that Avraham Avinu, Yitzchak, and Yaakov had matzahs, it's very difficult to understand what that means. But the first Yom Tov happened after Matan Torah. It's true. We actually have Korban Pesach, but that was for one day. In terms of having a Yom Tov, that depends on the Kedushas Yisrael, the fact that we were chosen. We were chosen to be a nation. And Yom Tov is about being part of the Jewish nation. And as a matter of fact, as we know, Yontif is very much part of the Jewish nation. The Jewish nation is very much part of the Yontif. Why, for example, there's a halacha that's called Tumas Ama Aretz. What does Tumas Ama Aretz mean? In the days of the Beis HaMikdash, there were many Jews that weren't so matan halachas. And therefore, in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, when people were very matan Tumas Tahara, if I would meet a Jew who wasn't so matan, there would be a concern that maybe he's impure, and he's going to make me impure. And therefore, if I see a Jew who basically claims I'm not machfid on any of these laws, I'm not really so machfid, there's a halacha called Tumas Amaretz. Even if I know he's Tahar, I have to assume he's Tameh. Right? However, on Yontif, that halacha does not apply. He says, if you look at source number 16, the Rambam says in Hilchos Matame Mishkav Moshe, Tumas Amaretz Beregel Ketorehi Chashuva Shekol Yisrael Chaverim Heim Beragolim Vukleim Kulam Va'ochlem. He says, on Yontif, everyone is Tahar. Unless you know they're Tameh, they came out of a dead body. Right? And all their vessels are Tahar. And all their food is Tahar. Why? Because everyone's Metire themselves and they go off to the Regel. And therefore we believe them. And there's no Din de Rabbanon. Because on the Regel, it's very important that we're all one unit. We know there's a halach of Simchas Yontif. We have to be happy. And part of Simchas Yontif is not only that I have to be happy, I have to make sure that my wife is happy, my children are happy, my neighbors are happy. Why? Because Yontif is all about us being all together as one unit. That's what Yontif is about. That's what the Chag is about us all being together. What's Shabbos about? Because I think Shabbos is different. Shabbos is about the relationship that we have as individuals of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Shabbos is about. We have to understand what our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. As a matter of fact, Shabbos begins, at least in our day, of a Kabbalah Shabbos. What is Kabbalah Shabbos? What's the source for it? So if you look at source number 14, it's the Gemara Mesach HaShabbos, something that wasn't made up at the time of the Arizal. It came from Chazal. Rabbi Chanina would wrap himself in the talis, v'koi apanya demali Shabbos, and he says he would stand right before Shabbos came in. For Amar, he says, Bo v'neitze likra Shabbos Hamalka. Let's go and greet Shabbos Hamalka. See, he's talking to somebody, it's true. Rabbi Yanai, he says, Rabbi Yanai lovish ma'an yamali Shabbos. He would wear something very special. For Amar er Shabbos, he says, Bo ikala, Bo ikala. He says, how does the Rambam explain this? How does Rambam explain it? Rambam explains that how do you go ahead and how you makabel Shabbos? What's the kavod? You have to wash your face, your hands, your feet in warm water. Umisatif etzitzis, v'yoshe b'kovid rosh miyachel, waiting lakfolas ne Shabbos. Just like you're going out to greet a melech. Shabbos is a very individual experience. We might do it with tzibur in order to make it easier for us, but Shabbos is a very individual experience. That's why, for example, you see Rabbi Yanai, he said, Boikala, Boikala. Other rabbeim would take their students with them. It says they would take their students. But it's a very individual experience how every person relates to Shabbos. That's the idea of Shabbos. Yontif is how we relate to everybody to as a member of the Jewish nation. I saw something very beautiful. You know, in Shalom Aleichem, so we welcome the angels in. We say Shalom Aleichem, Boachem L'Shalom, come in. We say Berchun L'Shalom, give us a bracha, and then we say Tseischem L'Shalom, which loosely translated sounds like, okay, you can leave now, right? Got a bracha, you can leave. Question is, How do you say Tseischem L'Shalom? I think there are those who keep Tseischem L'Shalom out, because how can you tell the Malachim to leave? The Nesiv HaShalom says something very beautiful. He says, do you know why we asked the Malachim to leave, the angels to leave? It's very simple. The Malachim came, the angels came, gave you a bracha, and then you say to the angels, you know, I'm glad you came. But Shabbos is about me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I'm afraid if you're here, you're going to divert my attention. And I have to somehow understand my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu without getting the angels involved. Because that's what Shabbos is about. Why is Shabbos about? Because Shabbos was given to the Jews as individuals, not as a tzibur, a great public. That's what Shabbos was given to the Jews. As individuals, every individual has to understand what his Shabbos is about. You know, there's a custom that Rama mentions that I remember always as a child. I don't think it's so spread today. I still do it, and that is between the Shabbosos of Pesach and Rosh Hashanah. Is what do? We say Perek, all right? So I still say Perek. I announce it in my shul. I think 5 or 6 people stay. Right? He says today, a lot of shuls have a shir in Perkei Avos. It's very nice to have a shir in Perkei Avos, but you can have a shir in Mishnayos Nagayim also, and Mishnayos Klayim. He said it's nice to have a shir, but I think the minig was everyone said Perek. Why did everyone say Perek? Because you should sit there and look at Perkei Avos and try and at least on a simple level understand you're supposed to improve yourself. That's what Perkei Avos is about. So you could, person can take 10 minutes to say Perkei Avos and go to a shir for an hour afterwards. But that's the idea. And between the Shabbosos of Sukkot and Pesach, you say Baruch Hinavshi. Again, the same idea to understand the greatness of God, especially in the winter when Northern Europe, when you couldn't see anything growing, you say Baruch Hinavshi, because we're supposed to work on our individual relationship. That's what Shabbos is about. Shabbos is about that. Now, sometimes it's very difficult by yourself to work on it, so you have to be part of a tzibur, so you go to shul. But Shabbos is about our individual relationship. Yom Tov, that's about celebrating of God as part of the Jewish nation. And therefore, Yom Tov is very much so a holiday where we spend with the Jewish nation. That's why, you know, it's always a thing that Yom Tov families get together. Shabbos here and there, but Yom Tov, it's a very important time. Why? Because Yom Tov is being part of a group. So now let's try to program this all back in to the Shiloh of Kiddush. So what happens? Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. And when you say Kiddush on Yom Tov, what are we saying? We're saying Asher Bachar Banu Mikola. God chose us from all the nations, and He gave us the mitzvos. And what does that mean? God chose us to be together as a group, and we do the mitzvos as a group. And because of that, because we are a group, that's why we can have Yom Tov. So the reason why we choose, we introduce Kiddush of Yom Tov, Asher Bachar Banu, is to teach us the idea that if you want to celebrate Yom Tov properly, realize you're part of the Jewish nation. A person who decides to celebrate Yom Tov by himself is not understanding Yom Tov. And the Rambam says it. The person who decides to close the door to his house and not let unfortunate people in, it doesn't understand what Simchas Yom Tov is about. Person doesn't understand what the happiness Yom Tov of holidays is about. Why? Because you have to realize that holidays are about being part of the Jewish nation and celebrating with the rest of the Jewish nation. And that's the reason why we actually go to the Beit HaMikdash, the temple on Yom Tov, the days of the Beit HaMikdash. Why? For the simple reason, because the Beit HaMikdash belongs to everybody. We have to be together with all of Klal Yisrael, all the Jews on Yom Tov, because Yom Tov is about celebrating and understand the relationship we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with God, as being part of the Jewish nation. And for that reason, it was given to us only after Matan Torah, because Yom Tov is a holiday where we have to celebrate as being a member of the Jewish nation. And that's why we started the Kiddush of Yom Tov with saying Asher Bachar Banu Mikolam. How about the Kiddush of Shabbos? They always say no. The Kiddush of Shabbos is for us to work on our individual relationship. It's us as Jews, as individuals. And therefore, it's not because God chose us. It's God wanted us. Ratzavanu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to be part, to be Jews. He wanted us. And because He wanted us, so we got that individual Kedushas Yisrael, the individual sanctification of the Jewish people. And that's what Shabbos is about. And that's why we say Asher Ratzavanu, understand that Shabbos is always there, even before Matan Torah, even before we became a Jewish nation. Shabbos was there from the 6 days of creation. The seventh day of creation was Shabbos. The fact that we're Jews makes us obligated to keep Shabbos, but it was there before, and therefore we have to work on our individual relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, understand where a person's going. That's why Kiddush Shabbos we say Asher Kiddushon Savivosov V'rat. He was Mekadosh us with the mitzvos as individuals, and He wanted us. And therefore, since He wanted us, He might not have chosen us, but because He wanted us, we have to go ahead. We have to go ahead, and we have to keep Shabbos. And I think I asked the question. So according to the Rav Yoh, when we make Kiddush on Friday night, we're saying that Shabbos is the first of the holidays. It's the first of the holidays. And the holidays are Zeichus Yetzias Mitzrayim. But in order to appreciate the holidays, you have to have Shabbos. Why? Because if you want to be a good member of the Jewish nation, you have to understand how you relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to work on yourself, who you are, and then you can go ahead and you can celebrate with the rest of the Jewish nation. Just like, for example, if you want a person wants to be a good family person, right? If he's not a good person himself, how can he be a good family person? So a person who wants to understand and celebrate the rest of the Jewish nation has to understand his relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu also. And that's what we say in Kiddush, according to Rav Yoh. We say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, You wanted us as individuals, and therefore You gave us Shabbos. And Shabbos comes before Yom Tov, and Yom Tov is devoted to Yetzias Mitzrayim, and Shabbos is Zikaron L'Maaseh Bereishis. But what we would like, what we have to do when it comes to Shabbos, is we have to realize the importance of Shabbos to understand who we are, in order that we can become better members of the Jewish nation. Now, it doesn't mean that Shabbos you're supposed to sit by yourself. No, you're supposed to go to shul on Shabbos. You're supposed to learn on Shabbos and go to a shir, because that makes it easier for us. But Shabbos is to understand what our connection is as individuals to the Jewish nation. And Yom Tov is to celebrate as being part of the Jewish nation. I just want to go back. I didn't mention something, just to make that point again about the Kedusha of a Jew. The Kedusha of a Jew is being part of the Jewish nation. In source number 11, the Torah tells us, the Gemara says, that you know, a kever of a guy is not metameh. Midyaraisa, according to the law of the Torah, a grave of a non-Jew is not metameh. Says why? Because the pasuk says that Adam ki yomus ba'ohel, when a person dies in an ohel, Adam, he's metameh. And the Torah says, a Jew is an Adam, a guy, a non-Jew, is not an Adam. That's what he says. If you look at source number 11, and the Eina of the Chachavim, the idol worshippers, are not called Adam. So Tosafot says, what's going on here? A non-Jew is not called an Adam? First of all, it's not true. Why? Because he says it's a Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin that says an Akum, son worships Avodah Zarah, who learns Torah, he's like a Kohen Gadol. As the Pasuk says, Asher Yasa Osam HaAdam, as the person will do, a person will do HaAdam, which is for any person that does this. HaAdam is, will be merit a lot of rewards. Who is HaAdam? Doesn't say a Kohen, a Levi, Yisrael. HaAdam! HaAdam refers to a non-Jew also. So we see the Pasuk goes ahead and the Pasuk refers to a non-Jew as HaAdam. So how can the Gemara Maseches Yevamot say, the Talmud say, that a non-Jew is not an Adam? So Rabbeinu Tam says something very beautiful. He says, no. He says, a non-Jew is not called Adam. A non-Jew is called HaAdam. A Jew is called Adam. What does that mean? HaAdam with that hey means a specific person. One person, yes. A non-Jew is a human being. But Adam implies not one human being. Adam implies a whole group of human beings. And what does that mean? It means that a Jew always identifies as being part of the group. A non-Jew doesn't identify. What does that mean? I grew up in Chicago. And Chicago was known, at least in those days, that there were a lot of immigrants from Poland. Okay, what did that mean for Chicago? One thing, very simple. I used to see all these signs in these non-Jewish restaurants outside, Polish sausage. That was it. Done. Nothing else. Everyone there, they were Americans. They were Americans. There was nothing to talk about. They were Americans. But a Jew, wherever a Jew is, yeah, it's true. There's lox and bagels and there's corned beef, right? But a Jew is still a Jew. He always thinks about a Jew. And they say, you know, Rahman al-Islam, when there's a tragedy, you know, in Chutzlaretz, Jews always look through the paper to see any Jewish names. I don't understand why, you know, but we're a Jew. So he says, Rabbeinu Tam says, a Jew is called Adam. A non-Jew is Adam means an individual human being. A Jew is part of a group of human beings. That's Adam. Why? Because we have Kedushas Yisrael as being part of the group. And Yom Tov is to celebrate, as being part of the great Jewish nation. And that's why we start off in the words of Rav Yom. We start off with the word Asher Bachar Banu. Why Asher Bachar Banu? We start off with the word Asher Bachar Banu because we're saying God chose us. And why? And God chose us, and only because God chose we can have Yom Tov. And also came after Matan Torah for us to realize that. And we make Kiddush on Yom Tov where the message comes clear, comes across strong and clear. Make sure you spend time with the Tzibur. Shavuos, Sukkos, Pesach, Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah. Shabbos we say Ratzavanu. Yeah, we have to spend time with the Tzibur. But Shabbos is a time to work on your individual relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Understand, you're coming before HaKadosh Baruch Hu individual with the help of the Tzibur. That's the idea of Shabbos. So, as we have a few more Shabbosim till Shavuos, we make Kiddush on Friday night to realize Ratzavanu, who we are as individuals. You know, how do we relate to Kadosh Baruch Hu? How does each individual grow? And everyone has a different Shabbos. You know what Shabbos means. You know, whether it's a Shir, it's something else. You know, a Tish, whatever it is. Yom Tov is being part of the group, how the group comes to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's very important to keep that in mind, and if we work on our Shabbosos, as Rav Yoh says, that will help us have a better experience as being part of the Jewish nation, and we stand in relation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and being able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu as part of the Jewish nation. Two things to work on: our individual relationship and the relationship of the nation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should be zocher to both things.